What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to
You Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
What are you sipping on tonight?
I brought water, I brought rosé wine, and I brought a beer. The beer is not open yet, but I thought maybe the wine wasn't going to sound good. It's fine. It's fine for now.
Is it your Aveline?
It's my Aveline. My dear Aveline. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I brought the beer in case, I don't know, beer's been sounding better lately.
Okay.
But yeah, I heard you just cracked a can. What is that of?
I got myself a little High Nooner.
Oh, aren't they the best? What flavor?
Grapefruit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I like grapefruit.
Great. Mm-hmm. My very favorite, if you see the pack with pear in it, pear High Noon, I think we all need to petition right in and get us a four pack, like a standalone pear pack, because the only way to get it is in some sort of pop pack, and it's not an easy pack to find.
Yeah.
Kay. They only sell it at, I think it's at Walmart. I haven't been there, but when I Googled pear High Noon, it showed up on like the shopping area.
So this is our mission to petition.
We need to mission the petition to get the pair.
Raise our voices.
In the position of a four pack.
Make this happen. If anyone knows anyone who knows.
Anyone knows anyone at High Noon.
Anyone at High Noon.
Yeah. Right. They've got lime in a four pack. And I think,
why?
Who's doing that? Who's buying lime at High Noon?
Lime's the safe choice. Lime's good. I'm not going to ever pass.
It's a snooze fest.
But it's safe. Safe and snoozy.
I'll tell you, it's. I had a pack with lime in it. And so I think it was the poolside pack or something.
Yeah.
So I had a lime and I said, this isn't going to cut it.
No.
When you've had the other flavors, lime is not where it's at. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't enjoy it that much. I mean, I drank
Anyone
it, but I didn't enjoy it.
Can do a fine lime. Any seltzer can do, or any of them can do. It's fine. They're all the same.
Yeah.
Right? It could have been anything you were drinking. Mm-hmm. How are you elevating your game? I got to tell you.
What?
I got to tell you. When I see your stories in Arizona, where you live when it's sunny and when you guys are out doing your summer pool parties and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What a great vibe.
It is pretty unbelievable that, like, if any of these houses were in Oregon, we'd be like, are we at a resort? Are we at a mansion? Like, you know, everyone's backyard here is so fantastic.
Yeah.
And then it's just a diamond. It's like everyone's yard here is like that. It's just, you know, it's all these beautiful, because you don't, anyone that has a pool at their house in Oregon, they're doing okay for themselves. Like they're doing good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because they're
here,
not
it's
common.
Like,
it's a real splurge.
Right. Yeah. It's a splurge. Yep. And also because it's not practical.
Right.
Like, you don't use a pool in Oregon that often. So I feel like you pay a lot for it, and then there's the price of upkeeping it, and then it's like for what, 3 months out of the year?
Right.
So, but here, everyone has it, and I think I take it for granted until I put a picture up of, like, I don't share a lot of pool parties because I'm not sharing the kids these days, and so, and it's always like the kids are there, but I try to, I've been trying to, like, show a little bit more of my life on social lately, and so I do a little once over, and then all these people say, oh my gosh, that looks like a dream. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm taking it for granted, but it is a dream.
Yes.
My friend Heather just finished her pool, and it is the best one because it has a slide for the kids.
I saw that on your stories.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's like cute. She made it like modern. So it's not an eyesore. It's awesome. And then her hot tub is huge. It's 9x9. So it's, you know, fits a bunch of people. And we don't have a hot tub at our place. It came with a pool, but it didn't have a hot tub. And so we're trying to get a hot tub built. And I just think that the hot tub needs to be like kind of attached to the pool because I have so many memories as a kid at my grandparents' house here in Arizona, actually, but also just any pool and hot tub situation growing up of like getting in the cold water and into the hot tub door and then in and out and in and out. And, you know, and it's like,
So
but
fun.
We have an infinity edge pool. So I wasn't sure if they'd be able to somehow attach the hot tub. The guy said he thinks we could. He's like, that shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, you've had him out. You're like,
listen, we had one guy out
to get. We need to do it.
And then I want to get a couple more quotes and then probably after the summer, like, because we're going to use the pool all summer now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
After the summer.
You don't want a whole bunch of things going on for too long.
No.
Fun pool time.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
So I'm hoping to make our backyard a, you know, oasis.
Yeah.
Because it's real. It was because we bought the model, it was built for looks to be very pretty. But it is, our backyard is not functional for kids. It is on the backside of the pool. So it's an infinity edge, which looks really pretty. But that means there's nowhere to sit. If you sit, you know how you like to sit on the edge and put your feet in? If you're sitting on the edge, you're sitting in the water. There's no, you know, the back of it is cactus. So that's not great for kids. And then the whole pool deck is ceramic, slippery ass tile. And with an infinity edge, it's the water's not contained. It's spilling out everywhere. So it's very dangerous. And then we also just don't have like they put the, we have a pretty small lot. We have like a decent sized lot, but the house footprint is large because there's, we don't do two story. Like Arizona doesn't do a lot of two stories. It seems like.
Yeah.
So the house takes up most of the lot. So the yard is small and they didn't really maximize it. So we want to like just get some turf back there, get the cactus out. I want to see if we can get a slide somehow in.
Yeah.
Better entertaining area. Just maximize. Because we've decided we like the neighborhood. We think we're going to stay here.
Yeah,
it was touch and go there for a bit. It was a little rough. And now we've
look
found
at you guys go.
We've found our yes.
If only this Ashley could have talked to
December Ashley. I know. Yeah. It's just so crazy how differently I feel now than it, like it feels. And I've felt like this for a little couple months now, but it still blows me away how down I was and how affected I was by not being invited in this one group of people to now, like if they could pay me money and I think I'd be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like just no interest.
Yeah.
You know, cause it was never supposed to be them.
No.
I was trying to fit in what is the saying? I'm a round pig. I'm a square pig going into a round hole. It doesn't work.
No, mismatch. But
it's a mismatch.
Yeah. And you had a whole lot of other things that you.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a massive amount
of feeling rejection. So the neighborhood things, the one I talked about here, there was four other things that I don't think I talked about here, any of them. I mean, Colleen obviously knows all of them.
But on top of John's parents, too.
Yeah, that was the start of like, the rug was pulled out from under us. More than the rug, it was like the foundation.
The whole world
was
crumbled.
Gone. Yes. Yeah. There was a 9.0 earthquake and we were just like trying to live in the rubble for a bit and make like see if we were doing okay, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the aftershocks. I don't know. And that's not a great analogy because like everything I went through doesn't compare to losing your parents, but it was I was really not doing good. I mean,
depressed.
You guys know. Yeah. I was in a very deep, deep, deep depression. And I don't recognize that girl anymore. So I learned so much though, as is always the case with tough seasons. Like there is something to learn from them, you know?
Yeah. The sun will come back up.
The sun
will
come
back.
And in fact, I just talked to someone, a client the other day, who's going through a really rough time. And I was explaining to her, you know, she's having the kind of depression where she's just like apathetic towards life, like no motivation, get out of bed. Da, da, da. And I said, who knows? Maybe one of the reasons I went through my December is so that I can help you now. Like I relate to what you're going through and I can show you what it looks like to get to the other side. And I can tell you some strategy. Like we never know why hard things are given to us, but if you can stay open to the lesson in it and also stay hopeful that this too shall pass, you know, that there is going to be sunshine again, that those are very important things.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. Totally. Anyway, I want to come out to Arizona and just.
When are you going
to
do it? Do it. I dare you.
With you guys.
I
dare you. All weekend, your whole new neighborhood group.
It all seems like a lot of fun. Do you have any plans in June? Like, what is your June?
I do have plans in June.
I know you've got your race on the 2nd. Are you going out of town? Because that's also, isn't June your guys' anniversary month?
June's our anniversary month. There's going to be some things that I have to be in town for in June.
Oh, you have to be in town. Okay. Yes. Because I told you the dates that I thought we were coming. And then I reached out to Shannon and I said, hey, we're thinking about coming. And she, literally those exact dates, she's going to Canada. Oh. So, because and so then I'm looking at maybe coming a week before that.
Yep.
It's like, I wasn't sure actually if I could come the week before because of Father's Day. But I asked John, he might go out of town with some friends on Father's Day. And he's like, I'm not sure if I want to do that or not. And I said, well, let me know, because if you are, I'll take the kids to Oregon. And he goes, well, you could do that either way. You know, like, because remember how a few years ago we did a Mother's Day getaway and over Mother's Day. And then I think we kind of unanimously decided we didn't love that, like being away from the kids. And I do think the kids would be kind of sad now that they know, like they have the awareness of what Mother's Day is, like they want to celebrate, or Father's Day or whatever. So I didn't know if maybe John felt the same way, but he doesn't feel the same way. So then I'm like, maybe we'll come up the week before and maybe either fly back on Sunday early enough that we can still do Father's Day evening with him, you know, or Saturday night or something like that. So anyway, I just didn't know if you would be, but
I will be in Oregon. I'll be in Oregon all June long.
Okay, great. So I will let you know what dates we finalize.
I thought you were like, could I come out to Arizona?
No.
But that will be the plan, that I come out to Arizona.
Yeah. And I don't think you want to come in the summer. I think you want to come in the fall.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Fall or spring. Like, you guys could come down for spring break.
Yes.
Or you could come down sometime in the fall, if there's like a long weekend, you know, weekend where you guys have
a day off. I just wish, though, when I'm seeing your stories, that I could hit a button and then just be there.
Yeah, I know.
But there's such is life.
If I had a nickel for every time, I wish we could be together. Also, you know who we haven't met yet? We've met a lot of great people. We have not met gamers yet. And you know how I love me a game.
Oh, yeah. No. And do you talk about it? Do you say, hey, is anybody like a
I said game? Something last weekend. I said, my perfect day.
And then
this, like hanging out, maybe good food. And one girl said, oh, me too. And I really like her. Mm-hmm. And John really likes the husband. So that could be a potential gaming crew. The only thing is their kids are a lot older. So like, it would be a couples thing, probably not a family thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. There's got to be matches all around.
Right. And I know you're a gamer, and also we like to celebrate things. And also we've been going through like hard, you know, you have hard stuff. I have hard stuff. Like there's just so, and not just now. I mean, like over the last 6 years that I've lived here, if I had a nickel for every time,
every
I wish
time.
We were together when we couldn't be together, I would, you know, we'd be gajillionaires.
A lot of nickels.
That'd be a lot of nickels.
Nickel-inaires.
Mm-hmm. It would be nickel-inaires.
Ding, 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 ding. Listen to this, though. You could all be clean air-inaires.
Wow. I was wondering what the transition was going to be. Nice. Slam dunk, Colleen.
Take it away, Ash. I teed you up. Here's your Ashley oop.
How are we going to do the clean air? I'll tell you how. It's our newest sponsor. You guys, I literally just re-upped it yesterday. It's the freaking coolest thing. We talked about them a couple weeks ago, so maybe you remember, but if not, let me refresh your memory. It's a company called Neoplants. They bring together the world's most accomplished bioengineers to put nature at the heart of innovation, starting with the first plant system designed to purify the air in your home. So what I love about this, I like clean air. I've got two kids with allergies and asthma and whatever. Indoor air can be up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, mainly due to harmful pollutants called VOCs, or volatile organic compounds, that are constantly emitted indoors from thousands of common household products like furniture, paint, cosmetics, and more. NeoPX was invented by PhD scientists to target 3 of the most harmful VOCs found in your home, and is up to 30 times better than a regular houseplant at fighting indoor air pollution. It's based on 5 years of research and development to enable NeoPX to capture and recycle VOCs into useful matter like sugar and amino acids. Every month, you just pour the bioengineered formula called Power Drops onto the plant soil to supercharge NeoPX's air pollution capacity. NeoPX comes with a self-watering planter called the Shell, so you only have to water it every 2 to 3 weeks. So I just did that the other day, opened my next little pack. I filled the little container. You know, there's like a, it comes with kind of a really pretty planter box and this plant coming out of the top of it. And it has a little well on the side with a indicator to tell you when you've got enough water. You mix in the little packet of Power Drops, put it on the plant soil, and then wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, you've got the clean air. And it is so much, like we've got, I think, 3 air purifiers in our home. I was just about to buy another one for our bedroom, and I'm just going to get a second Neo plant because the current one that I have is in my kitchen, which is like the main area, you know, we live in. I'm going to get a second one for our bedroom because they're just so, I just think they're pretty. And also, you don't have to have a green thumb, you know, to make it work, to keep it alive, to keep it going, keeping your house clean.
I'm going to do the same thing. When you purchase Neo PX, you will receive 6 Power Drop sachets. To celebrate the launch, NeoPlants is offering a 7th sachet free of charge. That's 1 extra month of pure air. Go to neoplants.com/sip. The code will be automatically applied at checkout. Shipping available within the U.S. and soon to many more countries.
Great.
Okay, I have some flash faves for you. That's also like a teeny tiny life update that feels kind of big, like small, but it's going to be, I think, kind of big.
Oh, shoot.
And then a very small life up, like not a lifetime, very small fave. So, okay. So the two bigger faves are, okay. So the two faves are in relation to a big, small thing. Blah, blah, blah. This is all going to make sense. So, okay. Across the street from where we live, or like close-ish, is our kindergarten system that Ben's going to be going to.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's great.
Yeah, great. Cool. And that happens in the fall. And one of the things we learned, we had no idea when we moved into the neighborhood that we moved into, but one of the things we learned is that this school system has a super legit two-way immersion program, Spanish immersion program. Very, very legit. And it's like people, it's a lottery system because there's so many families who like, so they have like regular school and then that's a lottery system. And so we're like, whatever, we'll like toss our name into the hat and just see if we get in. Yeah. And they prioritize. Okay. So it's they prioritize Spanish as a first language children. And then it's English as a first language children, but they prioritize like the neighborhoods that you're in district.
Okay.
And then they take lottery from out of district, people trying to come in from out of district.
I feel like I know where this is heading.
Yeah. So we got an email late last week. Congratulations. Ben's going to be part of this two-way immersion program. And the first feeling that I actually felt was like fear. Like, oh my gosh. It's fun when it's a concept, but then I'm I'm already nervous about kindergarten. Like, nonetheless, kindergarten in Spanish.
Yeah.
And it's a commitment from kindergarten through high school. So you have to commit. So, like, kindergarten,
Is it the same school?
It's the same, like, district. So, it's like,
So, they have this program all the way to
So, high school is like regular high school, but they take 10 credits of Spanish.
Okay.
But kindergarten is 90% Spanish, 10% English. Yes.
Wow.
And then it's 80 in first grade, it's 80% Spanish, 20% English, and then 70-30, and then it balances out to 50-50. But by the time they're out of middle school, I think it's middle school, they'll be totally bilingual. These kids in this program totally bilingual. They'll know English and Spanish, reading, writing, hearing, and it's fascinating like how they talk about. Like at first, the kids will be behind, and because they're learning two like of the like two totally different like languages and reading and writing and all of that. So first they'll be behind and then they'll get caught up. Mm-hmm. And so even that was like, oh my gosh, I don't want him to like fall behind in these early years. But I think the flip side is this like really cool thing of like
being an absolute lifelong gift. Like this is such a gift for him. Yeah.
A gift for like learning it and experiencing like just the world in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And it like makes me think about just things we could do as a family, right? Like maybe it's almost a pseudo midlife crisis for me of like, I could still learn Spanish in my, in the middle of my life. Why not? Because here's the other thing. Because Ben got accepted, Ellie's auto accepted by the time she gets to school. I don't want them being bilingual and me not understanding what they're saying because they're going to have their
own thing. Well, yeah, and how are you supposed to help with homework and like,
Yeah, so... Two things I've been doing this week.
Okay. No,
we found
so exciting.
Spanish Miss Rachel. So Miss Rachel, the YouTuber, it's Aprende Pique con Isa. So A-P-R-E-N-D-E P-E-Q-U-E.
Wait. So Aprende.
Aprende. A-P-R-E-N-D-E.
Mm-hmm.
Pique, P-E-Q-U-E.
Mm-hmm.
Con, C-O-N, Isa, I-S-A.
Okay.
And she is so legit. Like these, her YouTubes are so good. They're like educational, colors, numbers, whatever. And we don't let the kids watch shows in the morning. Like we just, it creates too many issues with like the whole morning routine. But we've made an exception now that we can have Spanish in the morning. So we're watching Isa. Oh, we're smart. Learning with Isa in the morning. And then I downloaded the Duolingo app. D-U-O-L-I-N-G-O. Have you used this before?
No, I've heard about it. And I feel like maybe I'll start.
Yes. So it's
learning Spanish too.
Do it. Yes.
I thought I downloaded it. There was another app. Maybe I downloaded it. But yeah.
So it's like you can set goals that are really super achievable, like 5 or 10 minutes a day, for example. Mm-hmm. And you can take this little teeny tiny assessment, and then it will tell you like it finds you where to start. And I took Spanish in high school, but like you know how that is.
Yeah,
it was like
we haven't used it.
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't used it. So I can like read the basics, but I can't speak it. I'm not conversational at all, and even my basics are like, whoa! I haven't used this in decades. Now.
Right.
So, but I'm so excited about it.
Yeah.
And probably Chris and I will never be where Ben and Ellie. There's just no way. They're going to be totally immersed.
Unless you lived there one day, you know? Yeah. But like, yeah.
But I'm gonna be immersed. Seeing it all. I'm like, dude, we could like go to Mexico City as like a family vacation or like, what could this? We go to like, just do things with them that are I'm so excited about it. So
I'm jealous. That is so cool.
I feel so excited about it. And I didn't see it come like we didn't know that really this was a whole thing until it was like time to apply for kindergarten and then hearing people in the neighborhood talk about it and then doing it. So it's going to be like very overwhelming, I'm sure, for him and hard. They say this is going to be very hard, but like very rewarding. And
well, yeah. So. And kids are like, they're learning so much in kindergarten as it is that they don't know, right? Like they don't know how to read or barely. They're like starting to just learn the sounds of letters and stuff. So I feel like they say also just their brains, the way that their brains are like so absorbable with knowledge. It's like the perfect time, you know?
They're going to do so much better than like we would at our age. For sure.
Yes.
For sure. And and it's just fun. It's
that
just
is really exciting.
Fun thing. Like,
did you tell Ben?
Do it. Yeah, we've been talking about it. Like, hey, kindergarten's going to be in Spanish, and he doesn't get it yet, but he's like practicing counting in Spanish, and he's just like,
oh my god,
you know, he's just like a happy little
Maybe
kid.
There's like a thing that did you look up like preschool first, but like Spanish preschool or anything like that that you could like practice this summer, you know, just randomly like.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would be into that because Mac is not my academic, but Revy, I think, would really have loved doing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe
there's something.
Something if he likes like learning.
Yeah.
That there's stuff that you could do throughout the summer.
Yeah. Just like readiness.
Colors like, so and not, yeah. animals or whatever. Just so he's like kind of
familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Every morning great. This week, this like Spanish Miss Rachel, yeah. Issa, has been on. Issa. And it's awesome. And like the kids are dancing in the morning. Like we're just trying to like.
Oh, and that is good because that's going to get him used to hearing yeah. that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And it's right there. It's so close.
Yeah, so close. So close.
That and is amazing.
It's been a real like bright spot. And I I don't know when I'm going to share like the details of some things going on, but it will be soon. But I won't say I'm having your December at all, but there's only been like a couple other moments in my life where I've been like in a real funk, like mm-hmm. real actual,
like your ground is like, not
depressive.
Yeah,
and this has steady. Been one of them the last couple weeks. And this has been just really fun to mm-hmm. like, I don't know, just like
have
be on
something
this
to
app
be excited
and to
about.
Like think
yes.
about it and to mm-hmm. like, I don't know, it's awesome. So
you've been doing it? Duolingo, mm-hmm. or is that what you said? Duolingo?
Duolingo. Yeah, yeah. And I'm not getting anywhere with it yet. I mean, but if right. I do it yeah. for 5 minutes a day and we have our, you know,
yeah.
I'm going to maybe ramp it up at some point. But I'm sure there's like meetup groups for like just getting together for coffee and mm-hmm. talking in Spanish mm-hmm. or something like that, which mm-hmm. down maybe a year from now, something like that would be cool. But eventually I'll be able to like talk to Ben and Ellie or they can teach us.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They say it takes a long time. Like it's going to take a while for them. They're like, don't be surprised if they're not speaking it when they come home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like they're still not comfortable with it. Yeah.
It's going to be a while, but they're going to know way more than we think.
And it'll probably be easier for Ellie than it will for Ben because he's going to be the yeah. example for her.
Yeah.
He'll be like speaking it to her and she'll be seeing it. And
yeah.
Yeah. And he'll
and
be
I
very
just,
proud
like, get
to like
excited
show that.
About like thinking about even what it could mean for the two of them. Like they could mm-hmm. go on trips together and just mm-hmm. like have this thing that they have together.
Yeah. Know? No, that's why I say it's a gift because it's like, yeah, it's going to be harder now, but I wish so many times in my life that I could have spoken another language, but it was really, really hard for me in school. And so I did the science route rather than the language yeah. route because
do Duolingo with hard. Me and then
know,
let's go
I
to
should.
Like Spain or something.
Yeah, dude, wouldn't that be amazing? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That would be so cool.
And everyone listening, do it with us, man.
Mm-hmm.
Duolingo. Why not? Because it's yeah. not too yeah. late. Like,
well, it's been on my bucket list for a long time to yeah. speak another language. And
you
Spanish is the
about
one.
This.
Yes. When my therapist was like, you need a, you know, I think you're just bored. You need a hobby. And so I thought, oh, I could learn another language because I've been wanting to do that for a while. I was going to go with Italian, but Spanish would be the easiest one because you have that, like, even yeah. though I haven't used it in a long time, I have that sort of foundation because it was required in middle school and high school to take a language. So Spanish was the one that I took. Mm-hmm. So I feel like some of it would make,
yeah,
you know, I have some awareness of it,
yes.
but yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay.
The other fave, super easy, is at Costco. Have you tried Ooh. Their chicken yakisoba?
No.
Gluten. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Right. But, I'm guessing.
But let me tell you what. For anyone who can have yakisoba, it's by the rotisserie chicken at Costco. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's in one of those like the taco
like the
kits, like one of the meal kits, right?
Meals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Comes with the sauce, lots of veggies, lots of chicken, and then the yakisoba noodles. I mean, you could even just like not eat the yakisoba part and it would like, I don't know, probably wouldn't be worth it, but
yeah,
but
we'll probably eat the sauce. It's got soy and that has, you know, whatever, but yeah, keep going.
we have a wok, you know? And so mm-hmm. we like throw it in the wok and like really get it like fried up and yummy with the sauce. And it is so bomb. It is so, so, so good. And tonight I wrote this next to my rave, but I have a different thing I can plug in. But Chris took out the wok tonight. And he held it up and he said, hey, call. I was like, what? You know?
What?
He said, I'm Christopher Walken.
Wow. Oh, because he's Chris. Oh, he's Chris and he had a walk. I was like, well, that's a funny joke. Is it walk because of the walk? Okay, dad joke. But like, that's pretty good. Christopher Walken. Because he's walking with a walk. Good one, Chris.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. Ding, 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 ding.
So,
ding,
yeah. Ding. Okay.
Help.
Christopher's walking. I'm a talking. Yeah. You like it?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Good one. That's this really, show really good.
Is sponsored by BetterHelp. So BetterHelp has been a sponsor of this podcast for a long time. We are such advocates for mental health. We've been talking about it pretty much every episode. There's not one that goes by we don't. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, different reasons. Some you don't want to talk to people about. Some you got to keep it, you know, you tend to keep it bottled up. But in general, I think it's so good if we can talk to someone, especially if it's a neutral person, and get that all out of us. So therapy is something I've been using now for on a weekly basis for several years. BetterHelp is so convenient because you just do it straight from home. You'll go online, fill out a quiz, what it is you're kind of looking for and what you're experiencing, and then it'll give you some options of therapists you can choose from. You get to pick when you meet with that person. If you don't vibe for whatever reason, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. This is done entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. If you've been thinking about starting therapy, there's no better way to do it than with BetterHelp. Give BetterHelp a try.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sip today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sip. I didn't mean to cut your, we shouldn't cut your faves out, especially if they're flash faves. I want to know them.
Well, yeah, but I think it'd be more fun to like laugh. And then maybe next episode, I'll bring faves. And then I'll do the faves next time and we'll play a game. Because I just feel like we need to, we're recording at night, drinking wine so that we can bring some giggles.
Right.
You know, well, okay. I'm hoping that we laugh.
So we're going to play Wavelength. Which
was like a fave of yours forever, several months ago when you had the girls weekend.
Yes.
And here we are playing it now.
Okay.
Oh, is it a new?
It's a new code. SBRS. So you can download this Wavelength game and then your friends can download it. And then one of you has to be the host. Okay, you're in. So I'm going to click start game. And I'll explain this. While things are loading up. Okay, you and your friends will be discussing things like whether to have a hot dog or a sandwich, if Star Wars is more sci-fi or fantasy, and is your cat a good person? Here's how you play. Each round, everyone works together to turn this red dial as close to the center of the colored target as possible. The twist is that the target is in a random position, completely hidden in a... Okay, so they might not be able to understand this because, like, they can't see it.
Right.
But... basically, I'm going to be served up a question where I have to give a word that helps Ashley nail where the target is, like what the target on the spectrum is. And then Ashley is going to try and guess, based on my word, where the target on the spectrum is.
Yes.
Between two things, like hot and cold. So if it's hot and cold and I say coffee... Ashley can see coffee, but maybe it's cold and maybe it's hot, right? Because it could be like a cold brew. But I think coffee is more times hot than cold. So,
well, it says your clue coffee. So that's that was the example. So would you like, is that the category coffee? And then I would say like, because the target was closer to hot, I would say like coffee without an ember, like your espresso without an ember mug after sitting there for an hour. Would I say that?
Yeah, that's great. But
you know, like, or what? Okay.
No, that's great. Okay. But coffee, like, you are going to come up with a clue that helps me guess where the dial is.
Right.
Coffee was someone's clue. So I like.
Oh, they gave me
instead of coffee.
Oh, because it was hot and cold and I said coffee. Yes. Not okay. Yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our game is starting soon. So,
oh, I see the dial. So the, it says
wherever the blue is, wherever the four is, yeah, is where you're trying to help me guess.
Okay. So underrated skill on the left, overrated skill on the right. Yeah. And now I'm
Don't tell me. No, I know. The blues. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I know. I know. Yeah. And now I am telling her what my clue is. I don't know if I like my clue.
You can do a new spectrum.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And like the spectrum. So like I have one that's rare and common. Rare would be like the most rare thing in the world. Common would be like the most common thing in the world. Like that's the spectrum is like the most.
Yeah.
You know.
Ugh, this is hard because I got to think what you would think. Mm-hmm. You know.
So now Ashley's going to go and yep, she has to try and guess where the dial is.
Yes.
So and the useless spectrum is useless and useful. Or useful.
And Colleen said Zencastr. Okay, this is tricky because.
So, yeah, what is Zencastr for
Zencastr
our listeners?
Zencastr is our recording platform. It's where we're recording this right now. So yeah, her and I both hop into this. It records us and we send it. It's very glitchy and irritating, but we have not yet found one better than this. And we've tried others and we keep coming back. And like mm-hmm, when it comes to recording a podcast, yeah, I would say it's more useful than not because we are using it. And we've been using it for 5 years.
You looked at me like, can I get a read? Right, because,
and you just wiped your face like you were stressed, like I was headed in the wrong direction.
I can't say
I'm still
going
to go towards useful, but I'm going to go to like, I'm annoyed with you, useful. Like you're useful, but you have so many things you could be better at.
Okay.
So then what? I hit ready?
Yeah.
When I move my dial?
You lock it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. You put useless.
I put slightly useless. Like slightly useless because we, you know, have issues with
it. But when
it
comes to recording a podcast.
Well, sure. But we just have a lot of anger towards in it. We have a lot of anger towards it. Listen, you know, okay, so we're warming up. We're warming up. And the thing is a lot of times we're going to get these wrong.
We're going to get them wrong. And maybe I was way off of where the dial was, basically.
Should we set a goal for how many points we're trying to get? So there's going to be six of these, six questions.
And collectively, how many points should we get?
Yeah, I think we should try and get 8 points.
I think that's a good, that's a great, that's great.
Because if we get the four on the nose, like if we, so the, if you get it on the nose, that's 4 points. And yeah, then kind of close is three and then two and then none. So this was no points. But I think we need to try and get 8 points. Okay?
Okay. All right. Okay. Fine.
Next round. So this is, oh, this okay, is here you. We go. Ashley's clue.
I'm giving you a clue.
Is, okay, so the spectrum is unsexy.
It's unsexy emoji and sexy emoji.
And this is a little octopus?
It's like, yeah, or a squid or something. It's a little pink guy with eyes. I don't know if, I think he's a squid. Maybe he's an octopus.
Is this an emoji that people are using? Can I ask you a question of like, is this an emoji?
I've never seen it used. I literally, when it said that, I went to my keyboard and I just started scrolling and was trying to pick one.
I feel like a sexy emoji are like the squirt ones or like the peach or like kiss face. Oh, yeah. Those would give sexy.
Sexy. But I okay, but well, I'm not supposed to table talk you.
A little bit.
Am I supposed to, can I table talk you a little bit? Because one, we're on a podcast and people are listening.
Sure,
so we've got to have some conversation.
Talk each other a little bit.
But
I
also,
mean, it is giving a little bit.
Because we're new at this game. What?
It's giving.
Oh, yeah. She can't say that out loud, but she's saying dildo. I can say it. Colleen can't use that kind of language, but I will.
But right? Is it kind of?
It kind of, I suppose. Yeah, I mean, it definitely looks like a mushroom tip situation. That was not my intention because I was thinking like people use that term in like, I mean, it's not like a super sexy job. Like I remember when I worked at Nike corporate, people would be like, yeah, it's not super sexy, but you're taking notes or whatever. So I wasn't using it in like, is it pornographic or not? I was using it as a very liberal term of sexy.
Okay.
In my brain.
I don't think octopuses are sexy.
Okay.
It's like a cute, maybe like cute emoji. I think it could be somewhat of a sexual innuendo, but I don't think it's like sexy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just going to lock it in right here.
Probably not. We didn't.
Oh, yeah. I went too far on the spectrum. She went pretty.
So it's like, I said.
It is cute.
It's like just to the left of sexy. Yeah. You know, it's
no,
like,
you were right.
What would that be? That'd be at a 70, like a 70% sexy would be where the four is.
Yeah.
And it's not like an ugly, repulsive emoji.
Yeah.
But it's not like, oh, I love this one. It's oh, wow, that's sexy.
You nailed it. I got to take a little more time and slow it down.
Yeah.
You know, I got to take a little
more
time.
We're just getting into the groove here.
So we got to try and get 8 points so far. We have none, but
we have four more to go.
Tries.
And there's so much possibility here.
There's
okay.
so much possibility.
so much
now,
possibility.
The new spectrum.
Here we go. The spectrum is rare and common. And the clue is seeing bears at the zoo. I'm inclined to think that's very, very common because there's a lot of bears.
But do they sleep a lot?
Okay, so this is the table talk.
I'm asking, I'm genuinely asking, is it possible that you go to a zoo and are they asleep sometimes?
Yes, it's possible. Thing? But I feel like if you go to the polar bear cave, you're never at the polar bear area and not seeing it.
Okay, but I didn't put small polar enclosure. Bear.
You said bears, and there's a lot of bears.
But I'm telling you, I'm thinking brown bears.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's a very different, because I had put it much more towards the common. Now, if we're doing brown bear, I don't know ever seen a brown bear at a zoo.
You've seen them at the Oregon Zoo.
Are they there?
Had to have seen them at the Oregon Zoo. Yes, they're right towards the entrance.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think we have bears at the Phoenix Zoo.
Well.
Okay, so I'm guessing that's more in the middle. Well, maybe it's a little more towards common, but not like really common, because you really talked me out of the common. I was really heavily leaning on the common because there's so many bears, and I feel like...
Yeah.
You would likely see one of them at the zoo.
Right. But I didn't think polar bears.
Whatever. I'm locking it in.
Come on. Come on. Okay.
Oh, we got two points. We got 2 points. Okay. So you really were right middle of the road. That was middle of the road there.
Yeah.
Seeing bears at the zoo. It's like neither common nor uncommon.
Right.
Okay.
I was thinking specifically of the brown bears at the Oregon Zoo. More times than not, you see them, but sometimes you just don't.
Sometimes you don't. Okay.
Sometimes you don't.
I see.
It's not the most common in the world, but it's definitely not rare.
Yeah.
Just, you know, slightly more common. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
There's
we
a couple
have a few
on.
Few more tries to pick up 6 points.
We can do that. Oh, shoot. Okay. This one's going to be this one.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. So, the spectrum is role model on one side, bad influence on the other side. And the clue is Drake. And I feel like there's recent developments with this that you were texting me about today.
Yeah.
That this guy, all of a sudden we're learning Drake might not be. Because I feel like in the beginning, at least up until this point, you know, he was kind of like the prince. Him and Rihanna were like so cute. I've always liked Drake's music. He definitely... I wouldn't put him in a role model category, but there's pictures of like him and Taylor being friends. So I feel like I like him, but there's some things that are breaking.
Let me tell you who else I thought about putting.
Okay.
I thought about putting Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
I think Kylie Jenner would be a better one. Wow. I'm watching her move the dial. I don't know if those clues helped you. Okay.
Okay, so I'm saying they're pretty bad.
So this looks like you're but at, yeah, did, this I looks like you're at a 75% Kim, bad.
I feel like...
just to tell the,
no,
just to tell the
that's,
listeners.
That's great. I feel like Kim and Kylie are very different to me. Kim, you like Kim. Do you? Do you? And Kylie...
do you?
Kylie... Do
Man,
we like
my how the
Kylie?
Turntables.
Do we like
because
Kylie? We need to talk about the Met. I don't know how much is
table talk versus how much of it is just giving it away if I say anything more at this point.
Don't give it away. I know. And I gave a little too much about the Bears. I feel like we do need to earn these points. You're right. But also, I'm thinking about that on Patreon, which, by the way, you guys, if you're not on Patreon, go over there, patreon.com/ you can sip with us. Friday episodes, they're super fun. We're going to talk about the Met Gala. Well, oh, yeah. Actually, this episode is going to be airing after. So we talked about the Met Gala. Yeah.
Normally we record Patreon first, but yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go like pretty bad. I'm going to go pretty bad here, especially after what we were texting about today. Two more points.
2 points.
Let's go. I was hovering around that 4. I was hovering. I think I shot way past it and then I kind of overcorrected.
And
then
you came back. Yeah.
Nice one. That was a good one. That was a good one, Ash.
Yeah. Okay. So I used to really like Kim, and I don't think I like Kim anymore.
Really?
Really because of the Taylor stuff. And also I was thinking as far as bad influence goes, like her at the Met Gala and the size of her waist and like the... I don't believe that their bodies are natural, which I have no issues with that. I have an issue with lying about it. And then you've got... hundreds of millions of followers, young, impressionable people watching you. And same with Kylie, same with everyone in that family, that I just am not sure they're a great influence.
That waist thing.
I don't even know how she did that and survived.
Like, were ribs removed? Like, what?
Right. Yeah.
Is happening there?
Yeah. It pisses me off. I don't like it. Mm-mm.
That's just, it was like, how could she breathe? Literally.
Right.
It looked literally so unsafe in so many ways.
Yes.
It's like scary. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next round.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next round.
Okay. So now you're up. What have I done here? I can't even remember. Wait. We only have two more chances to get four points.
Oh, wow. Poorly made, well made. And you said clothes from Old Navy.
Yes.
Okay. I'm inclined to think they're more poorly made than well made. Based on the price point. Like, they're not made to last years and years and years, although some things do. Some things do, right? I can't tell you the last time I shopped at Old Navy, though. I know you shop there for the kids. Mm-hmm. So you would know more about their current quality. But I feel like when I did, I only don't shop there because it's not convenient location-wise to me, you know? I'm going to say they're more on the well-made side, actually. But it's not like... You don't put it on. You're like, oh, this is sturdy. This is good. Colleen's face. Trying to get a read. Do you even remember where you put the dial?
I do remember where I put the dial. It's all coming back to me now.
So I feel
the
like.
The price points are low there. They're low. I love shopping there for the kids. They run their clothes into the ground hard. No love lost. Those price points are low.
Okay, so maybe they are more poorly made.
Yeah,
but I'm struggling with that.
Yeah, because there's some good finds there, huh?
There are some good finds there, and I don't think I've really ever had an issue with anything I've gotten from Old Navy. But like, I don't think anyone is saying if you want good quality clothes, go to Old Navy. I don't think anyone's saying that, you know?
Right.
But also no one's saying don't buy anything at Old Navy because they're crap. Mm-hmm. This is what's really difficult for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in the... God, am I going away from it? Probably. I'm going to go... This is the...
Are you locking it in?
This is like a 35% poorly made. Like if poorly made is 0% and well made is 100%, like if I'm just giving people that visual, I'm putting it in at about 35%, I think.
Okay.
Boom! 4 points. Yes. Shit. Did we do? So now we're at 8 points. Yes. Now we're at 8 points.
Yeah.
We did it. We don't even need our last one. Good. Nice. That was a good clue.
Job.
That was a good clue. And it was good sleuthing.
I feel like because I'm a big Old Navy fan. Like, we go there and get a lot of things, but like, yeah, you're just sort of, I think it's perfect. I don't want Nordstrom for the kids, you know?
No, we don't. No, we don't.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Last one.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
The clue is overcooked steak. The spectrum is dry food or wet food. Is it a dry food or a wet food? Well, it's certainly not wet. It's overcooked steak. So I'm glad we have 8 points. But is it like the I know the half of where to put it. Like I know what zone-ish to put it. The question is dry, like the most dry thing that I could think of would be like the kind of food that you take if you're in an earthquake, like freeze dried.
Yeah.
That's very, very dry. That's true.
There's no moisture in that. Yeah.
But overcooked, it's like, okay, I overcooked it, but it's not like disintegrated, you know?
Right. It's not a dry food.
But it's dry.
But it's dry.
Cutting into that steak and I'm thinking, ooh, this is overcooked.
This is dry.
It's dry. This is pretty dry. It's dry. I'm locking it in.
Wow. Like I think that I think it would. Oh, three. Okay. Good. Yeah. Good. That was good.
Pretty dry. Okay. So
pretty dry. Yay. We played our first game. Okay. And we got how many points? We got a yikes.
11 points.
11. Oh, we slam dunked it.
I really enjoyed that.
You know what else is a slam dunk home run? Claritin D.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're struggling with allergies, you don't want to be.
Luckily for those of us with symptoms of allergies, we can live clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better. If I don't stay on top of my allergy solutions, man, I suffer in the spring. It is bad. I have been taking Claritin D for my allergies. And it's an absolute life changer, like actual life changer. No fear of being outside, playing with the kids, worry about what's blooming or dealing with my eyes watering like a fountain. I can live freely without feeling like a frog has jumped in my throat.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so that you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
Let's bring her home.
Man, that's addicting. I want to play more. I could see playing this with over some wine, hanging out with the girlies.
Yes. And it's so
that's fun.
When you're with
a big group. Now, how do you play with multiple people? Yeah.
It's fun because when you're in a big group or even like, let's say there was a third person playing right now.
Yeah.
Let's say it's Chris. So Chris, it'd be like, it's Chris's thing. And then you and I have to decide where to put the dial together.
So you and I
have to debate it and land on it. And then we get points as a group. So it's like a team group score.
Yeah.
Okay. But if there's the bigger the group, the more people who have to unanimously decide where to put the dial.
And so this is a free one app, but they also have one. I added it to my cart. They have a party pack
or like, you know,
I was going to say like an actual game.
Oh, fun.
Like you can act like an actual board game that's what I've seen on TikTok where they like actually move the dial and then, you know, you have cards or whatever. Yeah.
Fun. Mm-hmm. We should do that when you're in town.
We should do that in town.
Okay.
Well, great. Okay. Perfect. Rant and rave. I'm just going to real quick rant because we've ranted on this several years, but I'm like, what bugged me this week? What pissed me off? And I think this is a yearly rant for both of us, but bug bites, mosquito bites. Oh, I have currently, I think, six on my legs. We live right by this nature reserve. And the other morning we went and we were looking for bunnies. There's all kinds of animals over there. I see coyotes, I see bunnies, I see rodents, I see lizards, I see birds, like everything.
Yeah.
And so I took the kids the other day and we went and fed the ducks and saw, you know, whatever. But bunnies don't like to be out when it's really hot. So then we went at sunset. And I thought, I bet the sun's like when the weather's cooling down, I bet we'll see more bunnies. We saw like 12 bunnies, but we also saw 4,000 mosquitoes.
No.
And by the end, I was like, we got to get out of here, guys. And we're like racing. And I'm like panicking because it's so irritating when you get a bunch of bites. And me and my kids, John doesn't get bit nearly as much, but me and my kids, something about our pheromones or our blood type or whatever, the bugs love us. And now, you know, I've got two that I itched today so much that now they'll scab because they were bleeding. It's like
so annoying.
So irritating.
So annoying.
I hate it.
When we talked about this years ago, people like recommended things. Like, I swear by this thing of like things that help take the itch out, but it doesn't. I tried a lot of them and I don't feel like there was ever one that really, really worked.
The best one that I have found, it's actually an Amazon thing. Now I have them on subscribe and save to come every 6 months. Anti-itch stickers. I might have talked about them here for bug bites. Yeah, they're called from NatPat. They're little stickers that you put on the itch and they're like for kids or whatever. But I do feel like those work.
Really?
Yes. And if nothing else, because the kids are really bothered by... Yeah. Bug bites, you know, and itching, and like sometimes they have trouble sleeping if they're itching, whatever. And so if nothing else, there's something about Band-Aids that are magical for kids. Yeah. Like if they think immediately things feel better.
Yes.
And similar to this, like having a sticker to put on it. I use them and I do think that they help. And I don't know what it is. Something because they're like a cross stitch pattern kind of Band-Aid, something about that. But I think even if it's placebo, the kids, it helps the kids a lot too.
Really?
So. Okay. Yeah.
You know, when you have my rant, you know, when you have brain fog and you're just like not fully with it, even when you've had a good night's sleep and it's just like, I kind of alluded to it earlier in the episode, but like lately I've just had a lot of brain fog and a lot of things just, I'm like psychologically worn down.
Yeah.
You know, but then it's like remembering things or like firing quickly on things, or Chris will ask me a question and it's like several seconds later that I'm like, I heard a question. What? Like asking people to repeat things a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm just tired of it.
Mm-hmm. It's
just
really
tired
hard.
Tired of it. I'm so annoyed by it.
Yeah. Yeah. When your brain is not functioning the way that you're used to is very frustrating.
Connections performance isn't necessarily an indicator of brain fog, like how we do on that game. But I have noticed, like, when was it? When it was when Betty went blind or something, where I was just not in the zone. And you wrote, you're like, you have other things on your mind. You're not in the zone.
Yeah.
But it is interesting. Like, just, you feel it. Like, wow.
That's why. Didn't they say that's why Steve Jobs owned like 50 of the same black shirt, because he tried to remove as many decisions from, because decision fatigue is real. And then he freed up his brain space for things that actually mattered. And when you're dealing with things that actually matter, there's less brain space or energy for the things that don't, like this game or like silly things in life, you know?
Yeah.
I think there's probably science to back that up.
Well, and then just all the decisions that we make as like young parents, right?
Yeah.
Like all the time, or just like things we're thinking about, activities, birthdays, like, you know, I just feel like I have a lot of things rattling around right now. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's just annoying. Yeah. It's just annoying. What's your rave?
My rave. I can't remember if I did this one last week, but I don't think I did. But I'm a bargain shopper and I love when I score a deal on something. So like, I don't know when I put this in, because usually like throughout the week, I'll be like, oh, that felt really good or something. And then I'll put it in the app. Right. And usually I try to give myself a trigger to remind myself why I put that in there. And I didn't, but there was a thing. So I was traveling to Long Beach. And I see this girl with a luggage that looked very sexy.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, what is that? But I don't want to talk to humans. And so I just, as she turned it, I saw that the brand, and I said, oh, okay. So it's Tuplus, T-U-P-L-U-S. So I immediately put it in my search engine so that it would be in my phone, because then we started boarding the flight.
Yeah.
And then I went and I'm looking, and I'm in the market for luggage right now. So if anyone has any recommendations, let me know.
Yeah. Email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com.
Yeah. The last.
Very, and we'll share here.
To John's bag and my bag on the last trip, both the wheels fell off of, not all of them, but like one wheel fell off of each of our bags. So our luggage is like no more. So we need to get more. We have carry on. But anyway, so I see this and I've been looking at Away and I've been looking at Base, but I really liked this one. I thought it looked real sexy. So I go on their website. It's the same price as like Away and Base. And, but I don't like to pay full price for things. I like to get a deal. But if it's a new brand, I don't know. Is this a company that runs deals?
Like,
for example, Old Navy, I would never pay full price for something there because it's like they always have sales. Yep. There's certain brands that it's like, I heard Express is going out of business or they're declaring bankruptcy in a ton of stores. But Express was another one. I did not like paying full price at Express because they had sales all the time, right? But when it's a new brand, you don't really know. Anyway, I also like to look on Amazon. Is it there? It was there on Amazon and it was cheaper there than it was on their website. So I placed an order and it came. And then I shared it on social media. And then when I went to go link it, I saw it was on Lightning Deal and it had a coupon. And I got so freaking excited. I saved $100 on that luggage. And it was like, I mean, you would have thought I landed on the moon. Wow. I was so freaking excited. I just love a good deal.
Wow.
You know?
Big adrenaline rush.
This is why they market, like a lot of times people will say there's certain brands and it's like always 70% off, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think what is actually happening is like that's the price that they wanted. They want you to pay for it. But if they say that it's 70% off, your brain think, and there's like big red line, you know, writing font on there. Your brain thinks, I'm getting a smoking deal. I better swoop this up right now. And
especially
then it feels like a win.
It's only available till tomorrow. Right.
Yeah.
Night.
But then it's like you go back 2 weeks later and you're like, wait, it's the same price. It's the same smoking deal.
But when you're tracking something and you know that you've gotten that feels
That feels so freaking good.
And to your point, like even better in this environment of all of these sort of fake price plays out there, when you get the real deal savings. Yes.
The lightning deal.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. It just feels like such a win. Flight prices. If you know, you've paid, sometimes you wait and you're like, is it going to go down? You know, is it going to go down? And when you get that lower, even if it's $30, whatever, $20, it's like,
boom, striking like a rattlesnake.
Yeah. Right. Striking like a rattlesnake. Yeah, exactly.
Mine. Mm-hmm. Mine. Yeah. That's a reference to last week's episode. Not the mine part, but the
demons. Yeah. Demons. Yeah.
My rave is that I have fresh beach air in my future. I'm so excited about it. And we are doing this thing where every year now for Mother's Day, we go out of town to the beach and it's like my favorite and I can't wait. I'm so excited to just there. Like,
and as you're listening to this, it's in the past. You all have just had the best weekend of, you know, beach air. Beach air. That's fine.
Beach air therapy.
It still is a rave. Either right now you're looking forward to it or it would have been a rave next. It would be like, my rave of the week was the beach.
Yes.
You know, same,
same.
Yeah.
All right. We love you. You can sip with us always. And we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon. Patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.